For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hello, my friends, and welcome to Studio De Heffrey. I'm Jeff Cavanaugh. And we have a couple of things that I'd like to talk about today. One, Trey Lance and what we have learned about the Cowboys' plans for him this year. And two, the Cowboys at the NFL Draft Scouting Combine. So two things for you today, okay? We ready? Rock and roll. Which one do you want first? You can't answer me because this is a recording that I'm making. Trey Lance or the Combine? We'll do Trey Lance real quick, and then we'll pop on over to what is going on at the Scouting Combine with your Dallas Cowboys. Shout out to Nick Harris of Cowboys.com, who is doing the grunt work that I have done before at a Combine, which is kind of fun, but kind of a beating, which is chasing down every single player and being like, hey, you met with the Cowboys? And so shout out to him, because that's where we get this info. But Trey Lance, so here's the scoop. Trey Lance is going to be on the Cowboys next year. Shocking, I know. But the story comes from our friend Calvin Watkins at the Dallas Morning News, which is just that the Cowboys, like, Trey Lance has a roster bonus, which is going to be due right after training camp starts, and that they're planning to pick it up, which is kind of a given, but it's also a story. You will have Trey Lance on the roster, which means you will have a backup quarterback who counts for over $5 million on your salary cap. And the other part of that is that Calvin Watkins says they're not going to be picking up the fifth-year option for Trey Lance, which should also be obvious because a backup quarterback making $22.4 million is probably not going to happen. That number is reserved for guys who are picked in the first round that are your starting quarterback. So a couple of things. One, and this is just my gut, because a lot of times money talks and money plays in the NFL. If he's going to be on the roster and he's going to count for over $5 million, you've got to imagine that Trey Lance is going to be the backup quarterback. And Cooper Rush, who's a $2 million player or just over, would be your third string quarterback or a potential cap casualty if you really feel like you need $2 million to sign a football player. I know in the grand scheme of things, with an NFL salary cap, it's a little drop in the bucket, but it's also over $2 million. That could be a player. That could be my, that could be Maurice Hurst, my defensive tackle flyer I'm trying to take, and another cheap player. So we'll see what happens with Cooper Rush. Mike McCarthy likes to have three quarterbacks. So are they down for 60 plus five and change plus two and a half or whatever? You want to put $68 million in the quarterback room? Maybe. Or do you want to say, hey, we're rolling with Trey Lance behind Dak and then a draft pick, a developmental guy or whatever? We'll see. Now, this is just my wild ass because why not? It's the offseason. Let's draw up a fun scenario. It's possible that if you keep Trey Lance on the roster but you've turned down the fifth-year option, that doesn't mean necessarily that you're going to let him go after this year. It just means he won't be under contract. But yeah, you weren't going to give him 22 point something as a backup quarterback. But if you're a, I just want to run this thing into an iceberg and try something else at quarterback guy, what you could do is do the restructure on Dak with no extension, move some money, save $20 million this year, add some players, sign Trey Lance to a three-year deal for $50 million. I'm throwing out totally made-up numbers because I don't know what you would pay, but what if they think that he's coming along well? And we'll take a look at it. Next year, we're going to eat that $50 or $60 million for Dak, but that's okay because Trey Lance is on the cheaper, and a year after that, we've got a quarterback that's on the cheaper, and we're free and clear of the big money, just if you want to have fun. If you want to iceberg this thing, you can try it with Trey Lance. You could. You know what team I'm on. I'm a believer, and I'll keep the Pro Bowl quarterback and pay market value and keep trying my best. But I get it. People are unhappy. And when people are unhappy, they want to try new things. That's cool. Okay, Cowboys at the Combine. It's fun. I don't think there's anything hugely shocking. I would note something that Will McClay said. I believe it was to Cowboys.com. And he was talking about what's different with Zimmer. And he kind of hinted around it, but kind of sort of said it. It sounded like bigger humans up front is kind of a thing. So Mozzie Smith could just go eat some peanut butter and get back where he was, because it's not like you're going to draft somebody who's bigger than Mozzie Smith was. Although you could, Texas, Tavondre Sweat, defensive tackle. And so that's just a nugget to hold on to. Think about guys who aren't necessarily just explosive pass rushers. Think about guys who are more rounded, potentially bigger dudes playing on the defensive line. And then there's the guys that the Cowboys have visited with at the Combine. This is where I shout out to Nick. The good news is that they are doing their homework on all sorts of things and not pigeonholing themselves into anything. So groups that have already, media's already had access to that you want to know, are the Cowboys interested in drafting a running back this year? Uh-huh. Because of their formal visits at the Combine, Trey Benson, Florida State, is in there, one of the top backs in the draft. Braylon Allen, Wisconsin's in there, one of the top backs in the draft. They're looking at the running backs. They're talking to the running backs. They're getting to know the running backs. Doesn't mean they have to pick one or that they're definitely going to pick one, but are they open to it? And is there a pretty decent chance that they're looking at a runner in this draft? Uh-huh. Now, linebacker, Junior Colson, formal visit with the Cowboys at the Combine. That's the Michigan linebacker, potentially a first-round pick, potentially the top linebacker in the class. Edgerrin Cooper, Texas A&M, again in the running for top linebacker in the class, both visits with the Cowboys. Defensive tackle, I didn't see if Byron Murphy is. That's the Texas guy who probably is going to get picked before the Cowboys, probably the top D tackle in the class. But a bunch of the other dudes that are going to be reasonably highly drafted first couple of days, Cowboys are visiting with those guys. Will I learn how to say all their names at some point? Yes. One that I can say, Chris Jenkins, because I remember his dad playing for the Panthers, Michigan D tackle. But the Cowboys, formal meeting with him, formal meeting with the D tackle out of Clemson. Let's take a shot at it. Ruke or Horohoro. Tavondre Sweat, Texas. Mason Smith, LSU. Visiting with those guys. And, of course, Jeff's favorite, a position that I love and I always want to pick, all of them. Could the Cowboys use a first-round pick on a wide receiver? They could. Formal visits at the Combine for the Dallas Cowboys include A.D. Mitchell at Texas, Xavier Worthy at Texas, Brian Thomas Jr. at LSU, Keon Coleman at Florida State University. All of those guys potentially getting picked somewhere around where the Cowboys will be picking in this draft in the first round. A.D. Mitchell, Xavier Worthy, Brian Thomas, Keon Coleman. I've only studied one of them to this point, Brian Thomas, the LSU guy, and I could take him at 24, no problem. Troy Franklin at Oregon, Jalen McMillan at Washington, also formal visits with the Cowboys. I didn't mention corner yet. Nate Wiggins, Clemson, first-round pick, formal visit with the Cowboys. Kalen Carson, Wake Forest, probably a day two pick, visit with the Cowboys. Georgia's Kamari Lassiter, visit with the Cowboys. They're doing homework on all the things, which is what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to do homework on all the things. What would be more alarming is if we went through any of these and some of the positions, it was like, oh, they're not. But the fact that they're visiting with the top guys or near the top guys at these positions means they're relevant. Keep them in mind. And in the future, we'll match them up with the guys who are on the Cowboys' 30-visit list. And then we will have definitive potential targets for the Cowboys in the draft. But the idea that they could go wide receiver in the first round, don't dismiss it. Brandon Cooks was fine. He was okay. Michael Gallup, I think, is likely a cap casualty. Jalen Tolbert hasn't done anything to make you think that he's going to be one of your two or three top receivers either. I'm in the market for a number two. I'm in the market for a next best target next to CeeDee Lamb, along with Jake Ferguson. I'm in the market for that. Cowboys appear to be too. So that's great. I'll watch those guys over the next week. I'll take these visits at the combine and some of the guys in their workouts, and that will determine the order of my tape watching for some of these college guys, like the who's the D tackle that doesn't wear gloves that just had an incredible testing. Come on, Jeff. You were just tweeting about him yesterday. Don't worry about it. Just know that there is one. You can get yourself to the front of the film watching line if you do a nice job at the combine. So yeah, Cowboys, could they take a corner in the first round? Yep. Could they take a linebacker? You guys know I don't love that. Premium pick at non-premium position. But the good news is that Will McClay also mentioned linebacker. It was the one position where he went out of his way to not just say, like, oh yeah, we're interested in drafting guys. He was like, free agency and the draft. They know they don't have enough dudes. They know they got work to do. In a perfect world, there's a player at a more premium position available in the first round that you have ranked above a linebacker. I don't know that, like, for instance, Junior Colson, the Michigan linebacker, I really like him. Good player. He would step in and start for the Cowboys. He's a good player. Much rather do that in the second round. Would he make it there? I don't know. Running backs, linebackers, talk to me in the second and third and fourth round. Wide receivers, corners, pass rushers, offensive linemen, talk to me in the first round. But our rankings have to match up with what we're doing as well. So anyway, quick updates from the combine on the Cowboys, quick update on Trey Lance, and other than that, have a blessed day, my friends. You sweet, sweet Cowboy fans, you deserve everything. You've been through a lot. I love you. Remember, you have no idea what anyone's going through, so be cool to everyone. I love you. Be easy.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.